The scripture for today comes from
今天我们读的经文
Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5.
加拉太书四章四到五节
But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons.
及至时候满足，上帝就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
Christmas is a story from promise to presence.
圣诞节是一个从应许到现实的故事。
Every year, my family, one of our favorite times is Christmas.
每年圣诞节是我们家最喜欢的节目。
And there's lots of family-friendly activities for the kids.
孩子们可以参加许多的聚会。
We like making gingerbread houses and putting up the Christmas tree.
我们会搭姜饼屋，会装饰整个房间。
And it's a time where we gather with many families maybe we haven't seen for a while.
我们也会和其他许久未见的家庭团聚。
I know this is a very Western Canadian way to spend Christmas.
这是一种非常加拿大式或者西方式的过圣诞节的样子。
But whether you grew up in Canada or China or Taiwan or anywhere else in the world, Christmas is known by everybody.
但是无论你是在加拿大、在中国的大陆，还是在台湾或者世界其他任何地方长大，那每个人都知道圣诞节。
You'll see Christmas lights with trees and Santa Claus at the malls, and you'll see families gathering for meals, and people just get excited to exchange gifts.
那你能够看到，挂满彩灯的圣诞树有这个圣诞老人在商场里面，也有家人一同的享用美食，人们也兴高采烈的互赠礼物。
But beneath all these celebrations, there's something that is very easy to miss. That is the real reason for Christmas, which is the hope for Jesus.
但是当我们这样庆祝的时候，实际上背后还有隐藏的一个是很容易被忽略的东西。
And as Chinese people, we have lots and lots of hopes.
圣诞节的真正意义就是作为中国人来讲，我们是有许多的盼望。
We work hard, we study hard, we have heavy expectations.
我们努力的工作，也努力学习，我们肩负的很沉重的盼望。
We hope for good health, we hope for peace, for prosperity, for stability, and harmony in our relationships.
我们是盼望健康、和平、世界的稳定以及和谐的人际关系。
Yet we know that life doesn't always go the way we hope.
但是我们也知道生活并不总是像我们所希望的那样。
And I guarantee you, myself included, that all of us have lived through situations where life does not go the way we hope.
那我敢肯定我们每个人都经历过不如意的事情。
Maybe we get sick.
也许我们会生病。
Maybe our family relationships are broken.
也许我们的家庭关系会破裂。
Maybe we're working a job that is not ideal.
也许我们干着一份我们并不想干的工作。
Maybe the life we're living right now isn't the one we hoped and dreamed for.
也许我们现在的生活并非是我们梦想中的那样。
Now, why does this all happen?
为什么这一切会发生呢？
Because we are sinful people.
因为我们是有罪的人。
We're not perfect, and the world is not perfect and is sinful too.
我们并不完美，这个世界也是充满了罪恶，并不完美。
And so no matter how much you hope for, nothing in life is actually guaranteed.
所以无论你多么有盼望，人生并没有任何的事情是绝对有保障的。
But as Christians, we know that even though we go through all these hardships in life, we have a greater ultimate hope.
但是作为基督徒，我们知道，尽管我们的人生可能经历苦难，我们却有一位更伟大、更终极的盼望。
Christians have a hope that is secure and will never change.
因为基督徒有一个是稳固的、永不改变的盼望。
And what is this hope?
那这个盼望是什么呢？
God made a promise a long time ago that he would bring Jesus to save us from our sin.
因为很久以前神就应许说要差耶稣基督来到我们中间叫我们脱离罪恶。
And it is during Christmas that this hope arrived.
也就正是在圣诞节这样的一个盼望就实现了。
Jesus was born.
耶稣降生了。
And that's why for us Christians, Christmas is so important. It's,
也就是说为什么圣诞节对我们基督徒来讲是这么重要。
It's God fulfilling his promises to us, which is a broken people, to save us from sin.
他讲述的就是神如何实现了他对这些破碎之人的承诺。
In Jesus, we have hope, and our salvation is guaranteed.
借着耶稣基督，叫我们脱离罪恶。
And so the story begins all the way back in Genesis.
所以借着耶稣，我们的救恩是有保障的。那这个故事就开始于创世纪的三章。
Yeah, in chapter 3, verse 15, God spoke a promise in the aftermath of humanity's fall.
在三章十五节里面讲到上帝在人类堕落之后是有一个应许。
And then thousands of years later in the New Testament, that promise became a reality.
所以几千年后那样的一个应许在新约里面成为了现实。
And God himself stepped into our world.
所以神亲自来到了我们的世界。
So let me read Galatians 4, 4 and 5 again. It says this.
让我再来读一下加拉太书的四章四到五节。
But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship.
及至时候满足，上帝就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
So Christmas is the story of how God moved from a promise to actual presence among us.
所以圣诞节讲述的就是神如何从应许走向现实。
From a future hope to a present savior who understands our struggles and carries our burdens.
从未来的盼望走向一切了解我们的挣扎背负我们重担的救主。
And it's this season of Christmas that we are reminded that God has fulfilled his promise that he made long ago.
所以在这个季节我们就被提醒神也已经实现了他很久以前就许下的应许。
And today we'll look at how God fulfilled this promise through Jesus being born and what it means for us as believers, as families and communities as we seek hope.
所以今天我们也一起来探讨神是如何通过耶稣实现了这样的应许以及这对我们来寻求盼望的这个信徒家庭和社区意味着什么。
Let me first start by summarizing the story of Jesus' birth from Luke chapter 2 and Matthew chapter 2.
所以首先让我来谈一下耶稣降生的故事，它是出自路加福音第二章还有马太福音的第二章。
It goes like this. A long time ago, Caesar Augustus of the Roman Empire said everyone had to go back to their hometown to be counted.
故事是这样的，很久以前，罗马的皇帝凯撒，奥古斯都就下令所有的人必须回到家乡去登记。
So Joseph and Mary traveled back to Bethlehem.
所以约瑟和玛利亚就回到了伯利恒。
It was a long trip, and Mary was about to have a baby.
那个路途遥远，玛利亚即将临产。
When they arrived to Bethlehem, it was very crowded.
他们到达伯利恒的时候，那里面人山人海。
There was no place for them to stay, so they found shelter where the animals were kept.
所以他们找不到住处，只好在牲畜棚里面栖身。
That night, Mary gave birth to Jesus, God's son.
那天晚上，玛利亚就生下了耶稣，神的儿子。
She wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, a feeding box for animals.
所以她用布裹好耶稣，放在马槽里。
Out in the fields, shepherds were watching their sheep.
在田野里面，牧羊人正在放羊。
Suddenly, an angel appeared, shining with God's glory.
突然有一位天使出现，全身都散发着神的荣光。
The shepherds were scared, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid."
牧羊人非常害怕，但是天使说不要害怕。
I bring good news for everyone.
我给所有人带来了好消息。
A savior has been born today.
今天。
A whole choir of angels appeared, praising God.
随后就有一对天使出现来赞美神。
The shepherds hurried to Bethlehem and found Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus, just like the angel said.
牧羊人就急忙赶往伯利恒，就找到了玛利亚、约瑟和婴孩耶稣，正如天使所预言的。
They told many people the amazing news.
他们把这令人惊奇的消息就告诉了许多人。
But Mary treasured these memories in her heart.
但是玛利亚把这些美好的回忆就珍藏在心里。
A while later, some wise men from the far east saw the special star in the sky.
不久以后，几位来自遥远东方的智者在天空中看到了一颗明亮的星星。
They knew it meant a new king had been born.
所以他们知道这颗星是预示着一位新的君王的降生。
They traveled a long distance following the star until it led them to Jesus.
他们就顺着这颗星的指引找到了耶稣。
And when the wise men arrived, they were filled with joy.
当这些智者们到达的时候，他们心里面充满了喜乐。
They bowed down and worshiped Jesus, giving him special gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
所以他们就俯伏敬拜耶稣，并且献上黄金、乳香和末药作为特别的礼物。
Later, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem.
后来约瑟和玛利亚就带着耶稣来到耶路撒冷的圣殿。
There, they met Simeon, an old man who loved God.
在那里，他们就遇到了西面，一位爱上帝的老人。
God had promised he would see the Savior before he died.
上帝曾应许他，在他离世之前，他必能看见救主。
When Simeon saw Jesus, he praised God and said Jesus would bring salvation and light to all people.
所以西面见到耶稣以后，就赞美神，并且说耶稣就要成为为世人带来救赎和光明。
They also met Anna, a prophet who worshiped God every day.
他们也遇见了亚拿，一位每日都来敬拜神的女先知。
She thanked God and told many people that Jesus was the Savior.
她感谢神，并且告诉许多人耶稣是救主。
And after this, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus returned home.
这一切之后，约瑟、玛利亚和耶稣就回到了家。
And Jesus grew up to be strong and wise and blessed by God.
耶稣就长大成人。强健智慧蒙受神的祝福。
On the surface, this seems like a very simple story, but it's actually the most important story of hope in the world.
表面上看这是一个非常简单的故事，但它却是世界上最重要的关乎盼望的故事。
For most of the world, Christmas has been turned into a holiday about shopping, vacation, and parties.
对世界上许多人来说，圣诞节已经变成了一个是购物、度假和友谊的聚会的节日。
But as Christians, we have hoped during Christmas because our hope comes from Jesus' birth.
但是作为基督徒，我们在圣诞节的希望是耶稣的降生。
Christmas is about love, hope, and light in the darkest places because that's what Jesus has brought into the world.
圣诞节是关乎爱、希望以及在最黑暗的地方带来光明，因为这正是耶稣带给这个世界的。
The reason we celebrate Jesus' birth is because we have hope of redemption, which God had promised thousands of years ago.
我们庆祝耶稣诞生的原因就是透过耶稣我们有了救赎的希望，这是神在几千年前就应许的。
Did you know that the Christmas story actually starts in Genesis 3:15?
你知道吗？圣诞节的故事其实可以追溯到创世纪的三章十五节。
And Christmas, the theme of Christmas, can actually be found throughout the entire Old Testament.
圣诞节的整个主题可以贯穿整本的旧约。
The whole Old Testament points towards this one point, the coming of Jesus.
整本的旧约都指向耶稣的到来。
It prepares us for the arrival of Christ.
它为我们迎接基督的降临做好准备。
And God sent Jesus after a long period of preparation time.
经过了长久的预备，神就把耶稣差遣到世上。
All the way beginning in Genesis, God makes this promise to the world.
在创世纪的开头，神就向世人许下了这么一个应许。
The entire Bible is a story about a saving God.
整本圣经讲述的就是这样一位救赎之神的故事。
Who would rescue a ruined and lost race of people.
他要拯救那些失丧的人类。
Humanity is that lost and ruined race. Because right from the beginning of the Bible, Adam and Eve rebelled against God.
因为从圣经一开始，亚当和夏娃就悖逆了神，他们就犯了罪。
They sinned.
他们就犯罪了。
And Genesis 1 tells us that God made the Garden of Eden perfect.
创世纪第一章告诉我们，神创造了一个完美的伊甸园。
Adam and Eve could be able to enjoy all the things God made forever.
让亚当和夏娃能够永远地享受神所创造的这一切。
All they had to do was not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
他们要听从的就是神的吩咐，不要吃分别善恶树上的果子。
But they did not listen.
但是他们没有听从。
And they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they failed to acknowledge God as God.
他们吃了分别善恶树上的果子，所以就失去了对神的敬畏。
And from that moment on, the entire human race fell into sin and would live in rebellion against God.
所以从那一刻起，全人类实际上都陷入了罪当中，悖逆了神。
But God was gracious, even though humanity had rebelled against him.
然而即使人悖逆了神，神却依然施以恩典。
Instead of dying, Adam and Eve were kicked from the garden.
亚当和夏娃并没有被处死，他们是被赶出了伊甸园。
Their relationship with God was broken.
他们与神的关系破裂了。
They were separated from God.
他们与神隔绝了。
They had to experience pain, frustration, and loss.
他们经历了痛苦、挫折和失去。
Even physical death came into the world.
死亡也降临到人间。
And this broken relationship was passed on to us.
所以这个与神这个破碎的关系也就传达到我们身上。
Yet God makes a promise in Genesis 3 to restore the human race.
但是神在创世纪第三章却应许要复兴人类。
Genesis 3:15 says this.
创世纪三章十五节这样说。
I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel.
我必使你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
So God's promise to the human race is this.
所以神的应许是这样的。
In the fullness of time, the offspring of the woman will crush the serpent's head.
到了时候，女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。
The offspring of the woman is Jesus.
女人的后裔就是耶稣。
Jesus will crush Satan's head, and he will defeat sin and death.
所以耶稣会伤撒旦的头。
But Satan will strike his heel, meaning Satan will cause Jesus to suffer.
所以耶稣会战胜罪恶和死亡，但是撒旦也会他的脚跟，也就是说他会使耶稣受苦。
And Isaiah 53:5-6 says this.
所以以赛亚书五十三章五到六节这样说。
He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We are all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽被压伤，因他所受的刑罚，我们得平安。
So if you read the entire Old Testament, it all points to Jesus.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪都归在他身上，旧约圣经都指向耶稣。
And all these prophecies came true. And even though Jesus suffered, a great victory was won for us.
所以虽然这些预告实际上都已经应验，但是借着耶稣的受难，我们实际上赢得了伟大的胜利。
The victory against Satan and sin and against death has been won.
所以战胜了撒旦，也战胜了罪，战胜了死亡，胜利已经获得。
So the entire Bible is a story of hope where Jesus would redeem and rescue us from sin.
所以圣经讲述的就是这样一个充满盼望的故事。
And this is why during Christmas we celebrate that Jesus has come.
所以耶稣他是救赎我们脱离罪恶，所以圣诞节我们就是来庆祝耶稣的降临。
God made a way for us to be reconciled to him, and God would bring light into the darkness.
上帝为我们开辟了一条与他和好的道路，并且让我们能够胜过这个黑暗的世界。
This is the good news, is no matter how great your sin, no matter howAnd what you have done, Christ has come to rescue you from Satan's power, if only you surrender to him.
所以好消息就是无论你的罪有多深、多大，无论你、做了什么，只要你愿意降服在耶稣基督面前，基督就会来拯救你，脱离撒旦的权势。
This is the real reason for hope during Christmas.
所以这才是圣诞节真正充满盼望的原因。
This is what Christmas is truly about.
所以这才是圣诞节的真谛。
Even though in our culture, Christmas has been turned into a shopping holiday, we must remember that Jesus brings hope to the world.
尽管在我们的文化当中，许多人就把圣诞节变成了一个购物节，但是我们还是要记住分享圣诞，耶稣的降临的真正的盼望。
And I know Jesus is not very popular today, because even though Jesus brings light and hope, people still prefer darkness.
如今、相信耶稣并不流行，因为尽管耶稣带来光明和盼望，人们却都更倾向于黑暗。
John 3:19 says this.
约翰福音三章十九节说
This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil.
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
Jesus came to the world despised and rejected.
耶稣来到世上被人藐视，被人厌弃。
Jesus came to save sinners like you and I, but not everyone wants to believe in him.
耶稣来到世上是为了拯救像你我这样的罪人，但是并非人人都愿意相信他。
If you have heard about Jesus, but have never believed in him, today you can choose to believe.
如果你听过耶稣，却是从来没有相信过他，那么今天就是你选择相信的日子。
If you repent of your sin, and if you ask Jesus for forgiveness, and believe in him by putting your faith and trust in him, Jesus will forgive you, and you can be saved from your sin.
如果你悔改你的罪，如果你祈求耶稣的饶恕，并凭着信心相信他，你就能得救，这是神的应许，你可以信赖这个应许。
This is God's promise, and you can put your trust in this promise because God always keeps his promises.
因为神总是信守他的承诺。
Many thousands of years ago in Genesis, God promised salvation, and it came true when Jesus was born.
早在几千年前的创世纪里面，神就应许了救恩，而耶稣的降生就实现了这样的一个应许。
So for us today, we have hope in Jesus.
所以今天我们因着耶稣而有盼望。
This is why we celebrate Christmas is because of Jesus.
所以这就是我们庆祝圣诞节的原因。
This is the greatest news you can share with your family and friends this Christmas.
所以这是今年圣诞节你可以跟你的家人、跟你的朋友所分享的最美好的信息。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同来祷告。
Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus into the world.
亲爱的神，感谢你差遣耶稣来到世上。
We celebrate his birth with joy, knowing that he is your greatest gift to us.
我们满怀喜乐地庆祝他的降生，因为我们知道他是你赐给我们最好的礼物。
Thank you that Jesus brings hope, peace, and light into our lives and into a world that needs it so much.
感谢你，耶稣为我们的生命，也为这个如此需要希望、平安和光明的世界带来希望、平安和光明。
Help us to trust in him, to follow him, and to share his love with others this Christmas.
求你带领我们信靠他，跟随他，并把这个圣诞节与人分享他的爱。
We pray that all those who don't know this true hope, that they would believe in Jesus.
我们为所有不认识这个真正盼望的人祷告，愿他们在这个圣诞节能够信靠耶稣。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right.